Well, morning, everybody. Thank you for having us back. Some of you may know about Riverbank, some of you may not. So we are a charity that was born out of this church, and we support and equip vulnerable single mums through long-term emotional and practical support. And we do that in partnership with the church community. So Jesus spoke through a lot of parables, and today I'm going to talk through a picture that we had, and it's from a prayer meeting that we had, and we had a picture about what Riverbank's mission was and what we were meant to do. And so this morning I'm just going to talk a little bit through that. So if you can imagine a field, and I'm from Dorset, so this really works for me, this picture, but a field, and as the tractors go up and down, and they lay the seed, and then the rain comes and the crop grows. And this just goes on and on. The tractors go up and down, they lay the seed, the rain comes and the crop grows. And we felt that God just said, this is not your bit of the field, actually. This is your bit of the field. And we were showing this part of the field where the ground is really dry and it is very difficult to grow anything in there. And it was that feeling that, you know, we can't send a tract here. This isn't going to work. We need a new approach. We need to do something different, and we need to get in the field, and we need to start digging, actually, and we need to start watering. So keep that in your minds as we go on. Last year, you very generously gave during Giving Week to a project that we were starting in Witten. So Emily is here today. thank you. Emily started with us in January and has been starting to work in Witten and starting to get some mums. So I'm just going to ask you really to briefly just share what you have been doing over the last couple of months with everybody.
Yeah, so over the last few months, kind of been a few main things. I've been kind of meeting with mums. We've been trying to network with different churches and organisations, charities within Witten that might have know of mums that could do with Riverbank support to refer them, so we can kind of build that support that we're doing in Witten. And I've been meeting with a couple of mums, started meeting with them to provide that support. And I've also been working at starting up our group in Witten, so for the single mums to come to. It's a bit like a toddler group. So I've been working on that, just trying to lay the groundwork, meeting with the community centre and food bank there, and trying to build volunteers for that, and just getting it ready. And then, yeah, just meeting with different areas to see what support we can then provide for those mums in Witten, because it's right on the border. So trying to find what support we can provide for them within that area. So different grants and stuff that are for that area as well.
Thank you, Emily. That's good. And I think what Emily's just shared is that idea that we're working in partnership with a lot of different people within the area is true in what you've been doing. Now, I'm going to show a little bit through a visual aid here. Thank you, Louise, about what Emily's going to be doing. So you can imagine back to that field, and the ground is really dry. So here we have a pot of very, very dry soil, and nothing's going to grow. So what Emily is doing at the moment is watering. Hopefully, Slee, well done. So Emily is going to water the dry ground. And the idea that we are going to build relationship with the mum. So that's what she's been doing at the moment, meeting one-to-one with the mums, getting to know them. A lot of our mums will often feel like a bit of a case study or something on somebody's desk rather than a person. So Emily has been meeting with them to get to know them and let them tell her their story. And through that, you can hold off, it's okay. and through that, we're also going to bring hope. So through meeting with her, I think one of your mums said to you this week even, no one's there just to hold my hand through this. It's overwhelming how much I've got to do, and no one's there to hold my hand. So when you meet a mum, and she might be homeless, she might be fleeing domestic violence, there's a lot of stuff to do, as well as emotionally holding everything together. And so what Emily's been doing is meeting with those mums and giving that hope and kind of being light in the darkness, really, to a lot of the families that we work with, and just prayerfully seeking where God wants to lead and what God wants to do in that moment. So as we can see, as we start watering the dry ground, we start to see some shoots. And that is when Emily will start running a community group. So we've been looking into how Emily can start running that. So we're going to be doing it with a community centre. And she will be inviting mums along to that group once a week. That will be a drop-in day and play, where mums will get the opportunity to speak with volunteers, but we're also going to partner with Food Bank and Hygiene Bank, and so people will be able to get real practical support on the ground there and then as well. And as we see community grow, and we bring people and we bring our mums together, we see them really starting to support each other and really starting to actively become friends and really help each other with babysitting and kind of becoming their community together as well as with the church. What Emily's also going to be doing is equipping. So as we equip our mums, we're going to be looking to the future. What does the future hold? Once we're out of this season, what is the future going to hold? And what can really start to grow? So Emily, if you don't mind just getting that other pot. There we go. So in the field, we start to see things grow. And it looks different. It's going to look different. So what else is going on? Because that is what happens when people go through really difficult times. So some of our mums may have been, we may have met them in a hostel, they may have been homeless and fleeing domestic abuse. And through this kind of process of meeting people, getting to know people, being in community, we see something grow. So one of our mums has gone through this process and is training to be a social worker now. She has got into permanent accommodation and she really wants to become a social worker. So kind of supporting her and helping her in her training to do that. We've had mums who've come from the beginning of that, again, being homeless, meeting in the hostel, coming to groups, getting to know people, being equipped, doing Alpha, coming to know Jesus, and now working for her church. There are lots of different examples that we've got where we've seen this happen and seen this growth. And then they look different in the field. You know, our mums go out and the field starts to be changed by them as well. So it's really exciting for us to see over the long term how we see this change and this development. So it would be great to pray for Emily. I know ours is going to pray for us in a minute, but it'd be great to pray for Emily because we're right at the beginning where it's dry and we're meeting people and just starting to build that community up. So Isles, I might ask you to come up.